In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, total, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Warning. The following program may not be suitable for children.
Hold on to your butts.
As the sun sets over Slab Town, in the shadows of the Fremont Bridge, a club comes to life. Where you can let your freak flag fly.
There's a new fiesta in the making as we speak. Full kegs. Everybody's gonna be there. You ought to go.
The only thing that's off limits are the words you can't say thanks to the FCC.
They don't know what the f*** they're doing. Do you understand that?
We've given away too much to arrive at these political compromises. Yeah, now.
Google me, bitch.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
Well, my.
Like, kick! And I stretch. Bye. Kick. And I stretch.
Y'all want to buy some drugs?
Get him a body bag. Yeah.
She got a great ass. And you got your head.
Okay, we apologize.
My mom is adorably
racist.
It's
time for the club, baby, on 105.1 and 1080. The Fan. Hoo-wee.
I don't want your life.
All right, welcome to the Club Hour here on The Fan, 105.1 FM The Fan.
50,000 watt blowtorch.
That's right, we're on FM now. Get used to it, brew.
Wow, we're starting a little, starting a feud, are we?
Yeah, I think we need a good radio feud, don't
you? Let's do it.
Now
yeah, it's been
FM.
A while.
Yeah, it has been a while. Mm. Come on, whatever happened to the old radio feud?
Remember when that one dip-ass, there was like some controversial like shock jock got hired at another station.
Oh, yeah, I do remember
that. He started like an online campaign against us.
I literally took over for him the day he got fired. What was that guy's name?
His name was Dino Costa.
Yeah. Dino!
Another evil empire here in the city of Portland.
Oh, Hurts with the pick. Oh, and a fumble! Oh, my God, Hurts recovered, and he fumbled it! Holy S! That's the greatest play I've ever seen in sports history. Okay, sorry. Go ahead.
No, that's fine. We're a sports show.
No, it's just funny story.
Wait, hold on.
So Hurts threw a pick, and the guy fumbled it.
Well,
and
it
then
lineman too.
And then Hurts picked it up.
And then he fumbled.
And then
it?
He fumbled it.
Oh my good. Oh, I'll be damned.
It was Troy Dye. And the
holy crap.
Yeah, and the Chargers got it.
So Jalen Hurts sucks on. Sucks twice on the same play.
Oh, wow. Yeah, it was a big old, yeah, big D lineman. And those guys never hold on to the ball.
Yeah, he threw a thick INT. Yeah, it's true. Anytime an O lineman or a D lineman has the ball, you know it's going to be a fumble. And then Hurts picked it up, and instead of going down, he fumbled
great.
Again.
Great. Hurts sucks.
Anyway, Charger ball.
Dino Costa.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hey, multiple turnovers in one play in the NFL. That's rare. That's nice. Oh, but yeah,
three on one play.
That's crazy. But Dino Costa, the day that he got fired, his mother was in the studio, and the boss that was my boss at the same time as well, obviously, he told me to go in while they pulled him off of a commercial-less show that he was doing that day. And they basically said, "Hey, you're gonna go to break," and then I snuck into the studio and did the rest of the show for him while his mother was in the building when he got fired. He brought his mom in, and he got fired with his mother there at work that day.
So he most recently hosted in St. Louis, but he is now a former radio American talk.
He launched a huge like online campaign against us.
He did.
And
he did?
I never, yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
How come I didn't hear about it?
Because it wasn't that huge.
It was. It was just easy.
Does he have any followers? Or?
Wow, whatever he did. Like, no. He said that we were going to be like in bread lines, and then he would put like, he would superimpose our faces on little kids' faces, like in a Cold War sort of food line
thing.
He was
trying to start like a ratings war, but he wasn't good enough to do that. Yeah. So.
Kept threatening me to a fight. He kept saying I was a coward. And
you gotta if you're gonna have a feud, they gotta be good. Like, I mean, we can't deal with the likes of Dino Costa. Who cares about Dino Costa?
Well, that's what happens when you hire like a New York guy to come to Oregon. It's like that doesn't work here.
I'm sure his show sucked. I'm sure he's no talent.
Dino.
I mean, he was a national radio host, so that's all I heard.
Yeah, whatever. Yeah. Look, we're going after the brew. All right, you bitches.
Take it down.
So next up, I don't even know what that is, but that's what I'm told we're going after.
The brew class. Let's find out who's on the brew, and then we'll challenge
them
to
brew.
Find out who's more manly. The brew. Yeah.
I'm looking here.
I know, right?
Yeah.
We got to find out. Here we go. I think they got a gal on there. That may not, that may not work.
Who is Court Weber?
I don't know.
Nobody I know.
Someone that we can take down.
Well, I don't want to start a feud with a guy named Court. That won't go well for us.
Can't possibly take down Court. Court in the mornings? There's one
mornings,
says,
we're in the afternoon, idiot.
Tanner, Laura, and Casey. Oh.
They're in the morning.
I don't
My
know
God, what is your problem?
Well, not
we're
everyone.
An show.
Not everyone can be in the morning.
We're an afternoon show,
one
idiot.
One of them has to do the afternoon.
Court, I just told you.
Oh. I thought you were just throwing off a random name.
No, the morning show is Tanner, Laura, and Casey. It's probably one of those zany morning shows where they go,
yeah, which one is the voice that just
the
laughs?
The man in the box.
Yeah.
Andy
some guy
butt.
Gets paid $250,000 a year just to laugh.
Hey, stupid joke.
Bad joke. Jerk. God, radio sucks.
I hate those shows.
I hate radio. Oh, I love these radio
An
shows.
Odyssey station.
All right, well, Court.
Well, you better watch out, Brew.
Better watch out, Court Weber.
Court Weber.
If that's your real name.
Yeah, what is your
Probably not.
Coming for you.
Like fake names in radio.
Oh, yeah, that's so stupid. Oh, I want a radio sounding name. Just be you, okay? Yeah. Shut up.
His moment of his life's philosophy is the wise words of kickboxing philosopher Lloyd Dobler. What? It's John Cusack's character from Say Anything.
Oh, okay.
I don't want to sell anything, buy anything, or process anything as a career. I don't want to sell anything bought or processed, or buy anything sold or processed, or process anything sold, bought, or processed, or repair anything sold, bought, or processed. You know, as a career, I don't want to do that.
I think that's fantastic. I like Court now.
Yeah. Sorry, Court, we can't
Let's
hate you.
Let's get Court in here as our laugh guy.
Well, that means I don't have a job.
Now we like Court Weber. Our feud has already ended.
I know. Who are we going to go after now?
I'm exhausted. I'm exhausted from our feud with Court. I don't think I can do anymore.
Need a Gatorade and a timeout. Watch out, Lars.
Next person.
If you are still on.
Lars will shoot you.
Is he still on?
He is.
Probably packing heat still. You can't out-manly Lars Larson.
He broadcasts from the house now, though, so, you know.
Oh, does he?
Hey, I want to broadcast from the house.
You're no Lars Larson.
That's true. All right. Well, we've got a man who was given 33 drinks.
That seems like a lot.
On a cruise ship. Got a story
Although
there.
Oh, it's a cruise ship. So what else are you going to do on a cruise ship?
We also have new merch. And how many Americans know this will cease to exist? Those items are coming up here on The Fan.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers healthcare on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Hi, DSW, Earth Place of the Humble Brag.
Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here for Mint Mobile. You know, one of the perks about having four kids that you know about is actually getting a direct line to the big man up north. Mm-hmm. And this year, he wants you to know the best gift that you can give someone is the gift of Mint Mobile's unlimited wireless for $15 a month. Now, you don't even need to wrap it. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Yeah, so we got a cruise ship death that peeps are discussing out there in the world. Because, you know, these are always, they're always mysterious.
Are they really mysterious?
You know?
The husband, the wife, or the lover shoved the other one overboard. That's usually what happens.
There's a couple mysterious ones out there right now, actually.
Yeah. There's the one about the girl and the guy and the...
Well, her stepbrother is the guy, right?
Yeah, she was 18. The stepbrother again, shoved her over the...
No, he killed her and hid her under his bed.
Oh, he did?
Yeah.
Yeah, and by the way, again...
Allegedly.
It's not,
wait, why would you hide her under the bed?
So the stepbrother...
right?
So the stepbrother...
Throw her in the water!
The
dude!
Stepbrother was obsessed with her.
Even Court knows that.
And wanted to do step...
Mm.
Yeah, the things.
The creepy stuff.
The creepy stuff.
How old's the kid?
They're teenagers.
Yeah, like 19 or 20.
I think the boy is like 15.
Oh, 17 and she's 18.
Something like
yeah,
that.
They're yeah, they're not far
they're
off.
They're teens, and there's some really disturbing stuff about people seeing like on live streams where he would bust in and jump on top of her, and he clearly had an obsession with her, and she went missing, and they found her wrapped in a blanket stuffed underneath the bed of his cruise room. So
what an idiot.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. By the way, maybe not a good idea, parents, to have you have the obsessed stepbrother share a cabin cruise with the victim. That, you know, maybe, just maybe, not the best idea.
What an idiot. I mean, just stupid.
Again, I don't know how mysterious that is. It's just...
I thought he shoved her overboard.
No.
And they didn't know who did it.
No. Wrapped her in a blanket and stuffed her under the bed for like a day or two. And then they... A cleaning crew...
No way.
...came in and smelled it and was like...
How did he get caught?
Yeah.
That's unbelievable.
Yeah. And then he's like, well, I don't know how she got under there and wrapped in a blanket.
The death of a Royal Caribbean passenger has been ruled a homicide after crew members allegedly served him nearly 36 drinks at the ship's bar before he died.
36 killed you? Or did he fall overboard?
No, 36 didn't kill him.
I was going to say.
It made him violent, though.
Oh.
Michael Virgil is his name. He's 35, and he is a big fella.
Yeah.
He was served 33 drinks at one of the ship's bars on the day he died in custody in December 2024.
Boy, he is a big dude.
He was detained during a drunken rage in which he allegedly attacked and threatened to kill crew members and passengers.
Yeah, you can't do that.
But he died within hours after being restrained and taken into custody by cruise ship security. Mm. Virgil's family initially alleged they injected him with a sedative, which killed him.
Mm.
A year later, the family is standing by that claim in their new lawsuit, and they said Virgil's cause of death was changed to homicide.
Mm.
He had boarded the Mexico-bound cruise with his fiance and 7-year-old autistic son when they were told their room wasn't ready. Okay.
Okay. That happens, right?
It does happen.
We've all been there, maybe not on a cruise, but, you know, you check into a hotel, your room's not ready, and, hey, why don't you take a seat at the bar and, you know, maybe you get a nice free drink coupe,
oh my
something like that.
God, Hurts threw another pick.
One of these, at some point this season, we are going to have
he's
the uncomfortable
terrible.
Conversation that Jalen Hurts is probably the 25th best quarterback in the league right now. It's,
why is that uncomfortable? It seems so obvious.
Because he's a Super Bowl MVP and you just gave him a bunch of money. He is not good, but continue.
What if I don't want to? Well, tell me what to do.
I mean, that's true.
My name's Court.
I will turn Dino Costa on you so fast.
By the way, I don't think Court does the afternoons over there. I think it's somebody else. But
oh, that's good because we like
I stopped caring.
Yeah, our feud kind of died.
I think it's a syndicated show. It's like some guy from New York. And
we can't.
Yeah, we can't. We can't.
We got a feud locally.
Right.
Go down that Lars Larson road. See how that works out.
Virgil had boarded the... Oh, I already told you that part.
Yeah, you did. So Virgil's his cabin's not ready.
Yeah, so they sent him to the bar, and they were there for a period of time. Their son grew restless. Virgil's wife took him to check on their room when he remained at while he remained at the bar. Mm. It was during that time that he was allegedly served the booze, and he broke into a rage when he left the bar extremely inebriated and couldn't find his room.
Yeah.
There is footage from the cruise.
He's shirtless.
Which caught him attempting to batter down a door after he allegedly attacked crew members and threatened to kill passengers.
Yeah.
He was detained, and his fiance alleges the excessive force and fatal actions taken by crew members, including security and medical personnel, who administered an injection of a sedative medication called haloperidol. Mm.
Is it possible that you die because you were chronically obese, insane, and you have no responsibility for your 33 drinks?
Oh, wait. Although the Chargers just gave it back.
But. Although you can't serve someone 33 drinks.
Herbert fumble. Mm. My God, this game.
It's not great.
Yeah, they said they also used multiple cans of pepper spray on him. Anyway, how do you serve someone 33 drinks? Like, I guess, is anything go on? Does anything go on a cruise ship?
Yeah, I've heard that, like... No, I've never been on a cruise ship, but I've heard that it's like you basically you buy a package, and one of the packages unlimited drinks. It's like a wristband.
Yeah.
So everything's free. So yes,
they don't really even keep track.
I don't think so. And so but if you were sitting at one bar and a bartender served you 33 drinks, and by the way, you got to take this is from the family side of things. He is a big fat ass, so I'm sure he can drink.
Well, he was.
But 33 drinks.
That's irresponsible.
That's, yes.
Yes.
Yes, that's...
I mean, that's crazy.
Yeah.
But when these kinds of deaths happen, nobody... I don't know if it's like they're looking for liability or they don't want to accept that their dead relative did something so stupid. I don't know which it is, but it annoys me that the acceptance of, oh, guess what? My dad always said, your final decision, like, could be a stupid one, buddy. Make good decisions.
Well, again, if you drink 33 shots of something...
But they could be right, too.
It's possible.
I don't know about the sedative or anything. We don't know what happened.
We don't know. But the idea that you did get drunk, you did get shirtless, and you did try to break down a door, and you did assault several people. I mean...
Don't forget the death threats.
Yeah, the death threats. Oh. You know, that usually is going to lead to an ass-kicking and you getting restrained and tased. And if their fat ass can't handle that, that's on you. The only part in this would be, if they really did serve him 33 drinks... Then, yes, you are somewhat culpable because I understand you're there to have a good time, but someone on that cruise ship has to be like, hey, should we cut that guy off? He's had 30 drinks. And how long was he at the bar for?
It didn't say.
Because they're in, okay, I don't mean to, as a larger individual, 30 drinks is a lot of drinks. But if it's over the course of many, many hours...
Well, they're also really watered down.
Exactly.
Drinks, because it's like the all-inclusives.
Yeah.
I've never been on a cruise ship either, but I've been to an all-inclusive where you can get free drinks, and it's almost not even worth it.
No.
Because it's just watered down crap.
I mentioned when I went to the Indianapolis 500, you bring your own alcohol, and someone brought me a case of Coors Light. I didn't realize they were bringing me a case of Coors Light. I drank a case of Coors Light over the course of that race on top of what else. And it wasn't like I was, you know, again, I wasn't driving anywhere, but I certainly wasn't assaulting, you know, someone naked and, you know, it's It's Coors Light. And you're just peeing it out, and it's like, so, you know, the 30 drinks, some of that's just on you. Is it possible that you're just a guy that can't handle your booze?
Well, and once again, terrible reporting here. What were the drinks? We all know that, like, a 12-ounce beer versus a 6-ounce glass of wine, and then what is it if it's a Coors Light versus, like, an IPA? Or is it watered-down liquor? What are we doing context. Here?
I hear that sometimes with, like, drinks, and people are like, because some people, if you have 3 drinks, that's one thing. For some of us, a night out usually ends up with about 15. And that doesn't mean that the person that has I've seen where the person that has 3 or 4 is worse off than the person that has 15. There's varying degrees, but 30, just no matter what you're drinking, does seem like
a
lot.
And by the way, here's a pro tip from an experienced drinker.
Yeah.
Never count drinks.
No.
One counts drinks. No. That's not a thing.
After college,
you don't count drinks in college, 12, bro.
You put up all of your beers, like, from every weekend up on your mantle.
You stop when you feel the...
No one cares.
Yeah, you're in the zone.
Get where you need to go. I don't care.
And then relax. But it sounds like, dude, just looking at this guy, he's a man of excess.
He was. He's now deceased.
And I don't want anyone to die, but I'm kind of with the Schnitzel Wolf on this, is that when I see these sorts of things, there was one recently, and there's become a trend of this. There was a guy that got electrocuted. He was trying to rip the copper wire out of, like, the Tesla chargers. Did you see this?
Well, I know that they try to do that.
Yeah.
And duh.
So my man over there is on camera. It's kind of brutal, but he takes a saw, and he decides to cut into one of these fast chargers, because I guess there's copper wire in it. Turns out when you cut into one of those things, those fast chargers, a lot of juice flowing through it. And my man goes up like a, you know, crisp little Pop-Tart. Like, ah! And down he goes. They don't find him till the next day.
What a visual that was.
Yeah. You know, you get that Pop-Tart, it's got the burn edges to it. My man goes down. And I guess they didn't find him till the next day.
I picture him like a pogo stick, hands near side, feet together, just going straight up and then flopping down like Jim Carrey.
Yeah. So they find him in the morning, he's dead. And now the family is demanding justice. And you're like, well...
What justice?
Well, they, you know, that there was no warning on it, and that I don't know, it's a whole thing. They want someone held responsible. Because they said that, like, stealing copper cable shouldn't mean your life. And I get that.
If you go into the wrong spot, it can.
But, yeah, like, you can't show up and be like, hey, you're stealing copper wire, I'm going to shoot you. But in the context of you stealing the wire, if you're dumb enough to cut into it with, like, a metal saw...
Yeah.
So you're saying that there's too much electricity flowing through, or that, like, I think they were saying, too, that, like, the moment it happened, it should have triggered something and medical response should have come, because maybe if someone would have come, then he could have had life-saving care because it stopped his heart. I'm like, so now, like, these charging stations have to be like, hey, something happened. There's an emergency at 1 in the morning. We have to send help. That's where I'm with the Schnitzel Wolf is, no one wants to take accountability for you did something really dumb and it cost you your life. Well, that's...
Yeah, it's like, you can't really say... I mean, you can, and you wouldn't be wrong in a sense if you said, well, if you don't serve him 33 drinks, none of this happens.
Yes.
That's technically probably true.
Yeah.
But that's his... I mean, look, that's irresponsible on the cruise ship's part, but that's his choice.
Like 90-10 his fault.
95-5,
yeah.
Bro.
Yeah. Because had they tried to cut him off, then he would have been livid too, and he probably would have got... I mean,
well, he probably intimidated him into the last 20 drinks.
That's true.
No kidding.
He's a very, very large.
But this huge.
This is really common though. Now remember, God, it was probably a decade ago now, where the girl that was wearing the headphones tried to run across a Max station platform, I think out in Hillsboro, whatever. She didn't see the Max coming. She lost
got
her
money.
Legs. She won.
Yeah.
Because apparently the Max driver is supposed to see that these people don't.
Well, no, she sued. We covered this. Largely here.
Yeah. She got a bunch of. She got.
She got dough because she claimed that there was not enough warning.
Warnings.
Bullsh. And there were, and I don't know if you've been around those.
There's lots.
There are a lot of warnings.
Yeah.
You got to not pay attention. And if you ever step near any of those tracks, I don't know about you guys. I haven't ridden the Max in a while, but when I did, it was like, stop, look, listen, like I am 5 years old, making sure that everything's clear. No kidding. But apparently you don't need to care.
Did she lose her legs? Or
yeah,
she
lost both
her
legs.
Arm.
No, legs.
No legs.
I think it was both.
Yeah, it was.
But she got $7 million.
But so, is that worth it?
Therein lies the debate.
Yeah, we've talked about
this several
times. I'll
take your legs right now.
$7 million?
I'll give you $7 million.
Nope.
Tax-free.
No.
Schultz, you get cool robot legs.
Nah.
$7 million?
You could be like Oscar Pistorius.
Oh, murder my wife behind a bathroom door? No.
Schultzy, can we be honest? What are you really doing with your legs, man?
Are you serious? I just rode the bike last night and worked out.
You can't ride your bike with workout? With robot legs?
What am I
Would
doing
you do this?
With my legs?
$7 million?
Thinking about it. $7 million bucks?
I tell you, that's a... That, I mean,
do I keep all the reproductive stuff?
Of course.
It's okay. Just your legs.
We didn't say...
And I'm not saying, like, I'm like, you hit the knee and I get cool robot legs. Look, let's be honest. It's not like my lower legs are doing much for me anyways. I got the skinniest ankles in the game.
Well, and, you know, you and I
want some thick, cool robot calves. Let's go.
Not really you, but I can say I've lived 50 years. I've lived half of a century with two hairy legs.
What have they done for you?
They haven't done much for me.
Exactly. You know what I can do
with
seven?
Take the money.
Yeah, $7 million bucks? No. Look, I don't want to get run over. I'm just saying. You know, it's...
If it happens.
I'd have the conversation, like a Squid Game sort of thing. That dude shows up like in front of a Max train. He's like, hey, man, just so you know. It's like a Faustian sort of deal. $7 million bucks. The key is tax-free. Because you can't pull an Odell Beckham and be like, yeah, it's $7 million bucks. It's not. It's more like 3.5. And then I got Oregon. It's the whole thing. I pay a turn. Now, I need $7 million in cash in a briefcase. We're talking about it.
All right, RIP the penny. We'll get to that next. Here's Schultz.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews. All on the app. Download today.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure. Or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in. Or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you, so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you, and everyone on your list, at prices that get your budget. At DSW stores, or DSW.com.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. You know, one of the perks about having four kids that you know about is actually getting a direct line to the big man up north. Mm-hmm. And this year, he wants you to know the best gift that you can give someone is the gift of Mint Mobile's unlimited wireless for $15 a month. Now, you don't even need to wrap it. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Yeah, so RIP the penny. I don't know how many Americans know that the U.S. Mint is striking its final batch of copper pennies.
Yeah, a lot of places now you see a little sign saying, you know, sorry, but no pennies. And then there's a bunch of old people making TikToks complaining that the Home Depot is stealing your money. Because they're the only people still paying in cash.
So how would you then, like, what are they doing? Are
they have to round up or round down. I don't know. Like, if it's, you know, 98, you're either rounding down to 90 or you're rounding to 95 or up to $2, whatever.
Yeah, I just had this happen, actually, at Fred Meyer a couple weeks ago. Tiny purchase, it was like $5.99, but they did not have a penny to give me when I handed them $6, so they handed me a nickel. And do like something weird, and they lost the 4 cents. Oh my God.
Saving money right and left.
Yeah. Hey, a penny saved is a penny earned, right?
But why would you, like, you really wanted your penny?
No,
no offense.
No, I didn't care. I was just, because of this happening, the transaction kind of got put on pause because they couldn't even give me the penny. So I was like ready to walk away, but you can't get the receipt, which has coupons on the back. There's a Qdoba near my house, and there's a buy one, get one on every Fred Meyer coupon or a receipt we get back. So we save all those receipts for the coupons. So I was waiting for the receipt, and in that, they discovered, hey, we need a manager over here, and there was no way to give me a penny. So
I just couldn't tell you the last time I paid for something like that with cash.
It was just a gallon of milk, and it was just like a one-off on the way home.
Am I an ass that I would never... I just wouldn't... I mean, I don't care. I don't care. Like, just take more money from me. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah,
I mean, I'll just overpay. I don't care. I don't need
3 cents. Yeah, there was... Yes. I saw a video.
If it's 5 cents.
Well, most of it is... There's just people. It's the principle of the thing.
I get it.
There was someone in my family once that contacted a bank... and I want to say it was over, it was less than a dollar. It was like maybe 30, 40 cents or whatever. It was under a buck, and it was over the course of like a month statement. And they did call whatever Wells Fargo, whatever bank it was. And they said, you had an error. And the bank was like, no. And they were like, yes. And they made the correction. There are some people that are like that, where it's a big deal to them. It's the principle of the thing. An OCD thing.
I got a $105 check in the mail today.
That's for what?
Completely random.
Yeah.
Isn't that great?
Nice.
What's it for?
Well, they were overcharging me for my pet insurance.
Oh, yeah. There's one of those, like, you get so class action, like, sort of thing. Or
no,
whatever.
No. It was the company. They were just like, hey, we just realized we've been taking way too much of your money, so here's some of it back. Sorry about that.
At least
I was like,
that's
kind of nice. Yeah, they did. I would have never known.
No.
But
most times it has to get two-way class action.
Yeah, most of them.
Happen.
That's, right. That's what happens is eventually someone figures it out, and then they're like, oh, God, you've done this to the tune, and then everyone gets like $9.
I got my – well, it was $39.
No.
Maybe it was $29. I can't remember. But I got my Facebook money into my Venmo account
not
too long ago. They just Venmo it to you.
Really?
And then there's another one. There's the AT&T one.
Did you have to sign up for it?
Yeah, you have to like...
Yeah, you always have to put your name
in.
Yeah,
they won't let... They're not going to pay you unless you jump through the hoop.
Because I do that sometimes. I get that little card in the mail, and then I mean to fill it out, and then I don't.
Do.
And then I look down, I'm like, oh, I should do this, and I realize that I had to do it like 9 months ago. And I'm like, oh, yeah.
There's the AT&T one. That card I got in the mail over the weekend, and I went to the website and signed up for that one today.
Yeah.
Because I feel like it's going to be $8,000.
Yeah. You're going to get like $7.50.
Yeah.
$7
yes,
and 50 cents.
Exactly.
Yes. And I can't wait because there's nothing better than free money.
I think one time.
Actually, it's not free money because I was ripped off to the bejeebers.
But yeah.
They're just giving me some of it back.
One time I didn't under. Oh my God. This
Did they fumble again?
No, Herbert threw a pick.
What?
It is. This Monday night game, these are two good teams with two seemingly good quarterbacks. But it might be the worst offensive game of football I've ever seen.
How many turnovers do we have?
Well, Hurts has, two fumbles and two picks.
No, he doesn't have four.
He has two fumbles and two picks. I guess that last one they said wasn't a fumble. They said that was an incomplete pass.
He only has two picks.
He has a fumble.
I don't think he does.
He did. He fumbled the fumble.
Yes, that's fumble lost by Justin Herbert.
It's a fumble.
No. There is a fumble lost by Justin Herbert, but... The Hurts one is not a fumble loss.
I'm telling you.
It also is a fumble loss.
It is?
I am looking at the stat sheet right now.
Well, because remember the second time he grabbed it and lost
it. I know, but I didn't think that was actually a fumble in the column of fumbles.
Jalen Hurts is 10 for 17 for 95 yards with two picks. That's quarterback rating of 34, by the way. And he is credited with two fumbles and one of them being lost. So
two fumbles, two picks.
Yes.
And Herbert has one fumble, one pick.
Yes.
5, 6, 7. We have 7 turnovers if you count the fumble from the other guy who fumbled the fumble.
I don't think I had ever thought I'd say this in my entire life, but I want to see Trey Lance. Let's go, baby. See what he can effing do.
It's not good. Oh, don't worry. Hurts will give it back.
He totally will. I think that's the name of the game. In this game, it's like, don't worry, guys. That other quarterback will throw it right back to you. First game, yeah, this season it says first game with six turnovers in the first half.
Yeah, because
there's a technically a seventh.
They just didn't lose it. It was recovered.
Well, anyway, the penny is going away. 232 years it has been around,
yeah.
The 1 cent coin. The mint's cost to produce each penny has climbed from 1.42 cents to 3.69 cents.
Hmm.
According to the U.S. Mint.
Yeah, so it now makes no sense.
Yeah. That's how you lose money. I see what you did there.
Thank you.
Yeah, so it's been discontinued. And it still counts, I think, but not for long.
Oh, I'm not.
And should we keep our old pennies? Like, I have some at the house. Should I keep them?
You think that's going to become like a...
How maybe they'll old? Be worth 2 cents.
How old? Because if you're like...
I don't know.
Pre-60s, no maybe, but past that, no.
Oh, really?
There's like special mints and special.
Well, what if I pass them down in my family to the year 2900?
Then maybe.
If somebody takes a bunch of these pennies that are out there and melted them
See,
down.
Yeah, that's maybe. The key is the penny has to become scarce. Yeah. The only time anything like that's worth anything is when it's the only, you know.
It's like why everybody thinks $2 bills are like super valuable, but they're not because they're out there.
Yeah, you just go to a strip club.
Yeah.
I told you, I helped a buddy of mine move, and that son of a gun.
Why would you do that?
Yeah, I don't know. And can I tell you that to this day, and calling you out, Big Bear, I hope you're listening to this, you son of a bitch. He moved into a multi-million dollar home in West Lynn. And that, they just pay for movers. What are we doing?
Yeah, he called you for help.
Why would you help him?
I moved a gun safe, for God's sakes.
You know what you are?
A gun safe.
You're an enabler. You can't put up with that.
Yeah, I know. It's
Why
my
would
fault.
You do that?
I try to be a good friend.
That's nah. not, no. You're doing worse for him by helping him move.
The millionaires depend on guys like you.
I
That's
have
right.
a hard time.
They're feasting off
I him. Have a hard time telling friends no. If a friend asks me to do something, it's the thank you for being a friend. You show up.
No. You should have said no. What is the matter with you? I know how much money you have.
Yeah.
Oh, he missed it. Oh my
this game.
Yeah, Suk, I would have been like, hey, yeah, if you let me grab one of the nice bottles of bourbon you got back there. Like, absolutely.
Well, and he would have done that.
Exactly.
He's a very generous guy, but the point of the matter is...
I don't even care if it's...
When I helped him move...
Pay me.
Inside his garage, he had a box of several thousand dollars of $2 bills. He went to the bank, and that's... He always carries around a wad of twos, and he tips with them. He's a tip. He's that guy that no matter what, he's handing out tips. Although, can I point out, I did not get a tip for helping you move. Nor have I been invited to the big house yet to drink. Hello. But yeah, I was like, do you spend that much time at the Diablo? And he goes, no. He goes, I go to the bank and I got a bunch and I always have $2. And he goes, no matter what, I tip with $2 bills. So they are not rare. You can go to the bank and ask for a couple grand in $2 bills and they will give it to you.
Boy, I hate to do this to your buddy.
Oh, boy.
Do I know this guy?
No, you do not.
Okay.
I don't believe so. You're about to do it.
I am. I have to say it. Can you not just tip with Lincoln's? Like, are you... I mean...
Wow!
I feel like...
Yeah.
Dude, you got money, obviously. You said it's a multi-million dollar home in Westland.
It's very nice.
And when you tip with $2... Look, I love the idea that he's a tipper. That's great. We need more tippers.
He's always a tipper.
But... $2 bills?
Is he a 20% tipper?
Yeah, he is. He will not. He is a tip. He was not a cheap guy anyway.
But
other than his refusal to pay for movers.
Yes. There's a couple signs that he's a cheap ass.
He saved 20 grand on movers for all that crap.
He asked you to move. That's bullshit.
It is true.
And he tips with $2 bills. Also, kind of cheap.
Wow.
I mean, you think an 18-year-old girl who's working at, I don't know, the Starbucks or whatever, she looks at that and goes, well,
what kind of car does he drive? What's his main ride?
He's got cars.
That guy needs to be called out.
It's not
out.
Car. It's there's.
That's why I asked what the main one was.
Cars.
You know what? F that guy. Right? F that guy. And if I'm some of the help, I want a five from that rich ass.
I'm going to text him and tell him that your $2, it's not going well on the air.
Upgrade to fives.
We need fives.
God, I'm not rich and I'll tip fives.
Oh, here's the thing, though.
I just don't do it all the time.
Okay, I'm pushing back. So you go to a place. I said this the other day. I ended up at a brewery, and I was a little like, whoa. like a, so I ordered my little IPA or whatever. And I thought,
a cute little IPA.
Yeah, whatever, whenever they're, you know, whenever their drink wars or whatever. So it ended up being like $8.50 or $9 for the pint. And I was kind of like, oh, all right. So I had a 10 and I just paid with the 10. Like, you, like if you order a drink, like you order a beer, or you order a cocktail.
But that's off of price.
That is a $1 or $2 tip. Wait, am I wrong?
No, but that's not what we're talking about here. If you, if you're a cash tipper,
yeah,
like what I'm assuming he is, you're talking about things like valet, things like,
golf right. club,
yeah. going to know. The hotel,
those types of types
the baggage.
That's different. If you tipping on an amount is perfectly normal. Although, I mean, you know. Throwing down a $5 on an $8.50 beer is not...
Seems
I mean,
a bit much.
It is, but it's also not... I mean, it's a $5 bill.
I'm going to ask, I wonder if he's a multi-two... to be fair, yeah, I do not
if
know...
If he throws three at him.
I don't know if he's a multi-two tipper. I asked specifically about the box. I thought it was kind of weird. I thought there was some sort of criminal enterprise going on. Like, why is there stacks of $2 bills? And all I was told was, he goes, that's what I use for my tips, so I like to have them around. I think he liked the idea that it's kind of like, it's kind of fun. Oh, $2.
It's kind of cute.
Yeah, there's a little whimsy.
I just don't think the kids think that. The people who he's tipping, I don't think they see whimsy in a $2 tip with a $2 bill.
Well, I'm going to text him and one, tell him, I'm still pissed off that A, he didn't hire movers.
Exactly. And, he should be.
And two, I will get to the bottom of what the $2 are exactly used for. And in what way? Are we tipping multiple twos? Because that's the thing. Like, if you're tipping multiple twos, then... Like,
it depends on what he's tipping.
Yeah.
What you need to ask him is, what do you use the $2 bills for tips for?
That's like, good
question. What kinds of things are you tipping?
Yeah.
That's what we need to know.
Because I'll do that with, like, takeout. Same thing. There's, like, a teriyaki joint that I get lunch from sometimes. And if I have a dollar... Because that's to go. I just walk in. It's already there. They just hand it to me. If I have $1 or $2 in my pocket, I leave that on that. I'm like, oh, here's a buck. I don't know. It's like, I don't, sometimes I'm like.
See, I think that some people find that.
Probably cheap, huh?
Yes. They don't, because it's an order. If you paid, say, $35 for the order, they would just expect $5 or $6 or whatever it is on the order.
Yeah.
And then you throw a dollar on.
A dollar,
like,
or two. Yeah.
Dude, what?
Yeah.
Come on, man. we got to go. We'll wrap it up next on The Fan. All right, we're out of here. Hugs on all your bodies, you little sports bunnies. We love you. We are back tomorrow, 3 to 7 on The Fan. Good night.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.